Hello again, Person County, and thank you for listening to this edition of Turn the Page, where we talk about books and reading and all things literary. And as always, a special thanks to the wonderful folks who sponsor the show, Reagan & Son Heating and Air, Truth Books and Gifts, and Donovan Insurance. Today, I have three books I want to tell you about. One is from one of my favorite authors, Anne Tyler. She has won a Pulitzer Prize and several other prestigious awards for her work. Her latest novel, French Braid, is, in typical fashion, a story of family and how we as humans interact with each other in ways we often don't fully understand or realize. The Garrett family is no exception. We meet them first in 1959 when Mercy and Robin are young parents with three children. The parents often don't understand the children or each other. The children don't even like each other most of the time, let alone understand what makes the others tick. The novel follows this Baltimore family for over 60 years, until Mercy and Robin are long gone, and the three children are grandparents themselves. They kind of stay in loose touch, but still don't really know each other or like each other that much. Yet, they do, on some visceral level, understand that they will always be connected in ways they can't fully fathom. The last chapter is set during 2020, when the pandemic is first raging. Tyler acknowledges what the world was like during that strange, uncertain spring, but she doesn't get bogged down in the minutiae of the moment. She uses the pandemic instead to tie up the loose ends of this family saga, and quite nicely so. I highly recommend French Braid by Anne Tyler. Another, more fun novel I've recently read is by none other than my idol, Ms. Dolly Parton, and well-known thriller writer James Patterson. Run, Rose, Run is light reading, but it was fun to me because really the entire time I'm reading the book, I'm hearing Dolly's voice. And I'm sure that's because the book had to have been based in part on Dolly's life. In Run, Rose, Run, a young woman comes to Nashville, completely broke, sleeping under hedges in a park. She uses her amazing voice and a large amount of grit to get by in this strange city. Rose faces many challenges, including sexism and jealousy and her own past. She rises to each challenge, however, and claws her way to the top with the help of a famous fairy godmother type who is definitely based on Dolly. As I said, this is not serious literature, but it is a fun read. It's one of the few books I've bought over the past few years. I typically get them from the library. But this book came with a QR code to download the album that Dolly wrote and recorded to go along with the book. It's really good in its own right. And I do recommend reading Run, Rose, Run by Dolly Parton and James Patterson. Finally, I stumbled across the audiobook version of One Italian Summer by Rebecca Searle. I read her In 5 Years a while back and liked it. This one was really good and really bad all at the same time. One Italian Summer requires a great deal of suspension of disbelief, but it ends up telling a beautiful story about the love between a mother and daughter and how that love outlasts life itself. Katie isn't sure of anything after her mom dies at age 60 from cancer. The one thing she does know is that she has to go on the trip to Italy that she and her mom had planned before her mom got sick. She wants to go alone because she's not sure she wants to remain married to her husband of 5 years. And while in Italy, she meets her mom at age 30. That's when the book gets weird. It was tough at times to keep going, but I really wanted to see how it ended. The whole meet your mom 30 years ago is never fully resolved. And then Katie's husband shows up out of the blue with her mom's ashes. But finally, Katie sees how wonderful life can be, even without her mom, and that she's still in love with her husband. I can honestly say this is one of the strangest books I've ever had to finish. Regarding One Italian Summer by Rebecca Searle, I say proceed if you dare. Thanks for listening, and happy reading.